Okay, TH. Funny idea here. This episode I started writing on, have humans become stupid? I thought now I could invent, create another character. That I could also do with an AI guy. For that, AI is good, I think. Caricature kind of guy. Who is the grumpy old man? Or you could extract that moral, critical, old-time religion kind of guy from me. So he could speak these things that I will now continue with, that I began in a previous recording, about stupid humans, or rather how they behave like children. And we could rewrite it so it becomes a bit more loaded. And then we can throw in our genie there as some kind of innocent, neutral, thoughtful mediator between these wild characters. That's one possible way of blowing some life into this. So, anyway, so he would say something like this. I mean, I just need to look around. Right here where I live, in this country. What do the guys do? What do they live for? Playing football. Or watching others do it, drinking beer, finding someone to stick their genitals into. And some computer games. And eat and sleep. And the chicks. looking pretty. And capturing one of those. Ball kicking. Inseminator. Simpletons. Hopefully one with some muscles and money. I mean, grow up, both of you, and then show pictures of grown-up women who dress like little girls and little girls dressing as grown-up women and guys. Grown-ups looking like teenage boys and vice versa. Well, it's hard to find vice versa, but just go up that way and have a little fun here. And then on Gingini. Sit there in between, and I think many will get upset if we say such things here. Now, how would these characters there appear in this show? Well, we can use them abundantly because they would be quite fast to produce. and we just cost a subscription for those two. AI services, one of which I already have. So yeah, pretty quick, pretty good. So I was thinking how to get them in there quickly and the most effective, best looking way. Of course, the simplest is just to cut to them and they or have a clip each. But can we do a little more? Of course we can. Green screen them, and then we can use them for anything. That would be good if it works. They could pop up there in the darkness. We could also try see if you can use a full figure and animate it with that animation thing. That would be cool, then it can stand. Oh, it doesn't have any shoulders. Maybe I don't need to get too creative here with these funny little things, because there's so many funny little effects all over anyway. If I should go with some effects, then I have to go with something really spectacular. And I think the content would have to be that. But I could try and green screen them. Or just keep them with a white background inside that. Screen there in Gingini's room, or just full size screen. Doesn't matter, I can just try things. But that's a good thing. We have this guy, we have the robotic scientist. In fact, I think we've got those guys already. The first robotic scientist could actually turn into that moral guy. Moral. So that would in itself add pretty much to the content and attractiveness and the life of it, while being relatively easy to produce. In a standardized pipeline. Now, how about animations? I mean, I think the quickest is Blender, and I feel most comfortable there. Just something simple whenever something is needed. And again, I think I should come up with a style and a format that is quick to produce, but still looks good. Of course, speaking about white background, it could just be some simple objects on a white room. And we could even put those characters in that white room if it works well with green screening. Whatever. But there's some kind of space. Well, maybe black background for those characters. I could try that. And I could tell them, you know, dramatic light or low-key lighting or something. Let's try that. I could probably come up with something better than that old grumpy guy. Midjourney is pretty good at such characters. Yeah. Anyway, I could play around, and I think I could add more characters. I should have at least one woman too. Since I can find no woman who wants to work with me. And be able to do this, then, well, an AI woman, just like the AI men, no problem. So take advantage of that, because they are caricaturish anyway and would therefore be suited for AI robotics. And we can include, as I thought the other day, the ChatGPT itself which could be there you Well, I could actually do that. I put that one there. I could make one HAL, and then I can animate it. Well, if I want to really get into that, the light, the strength of the light, if I want to get sophisticated here, by feeding it this sound file into Blender and using that curve to control a lamp. That, I recall having done something like that. That may not be that difficult. We don't call it ChatGPT, we call it something more dramatic. And we can talk with this thing there. Where do you reside? And so on. Okay.